Hey Geektoids, welcome into the show. We're experimenting with a few things on today's episode, so please bear with us as we work out the kinks. We're working towards uploading some videos to a YouTube channel. We'll provide a link in the future on our social media accounts, or the WordPress.com site, or in the newsletter. But on today's show, we'll be talking about streaming games through browsers, a retro-inspired case, a huge retailer taking a serious stance on collectibles, and the arcade 1-Up debacle. If you're short on time, we'll have timestamps in the doobly-doo, but we suggest listening to the whole show.
Welcome to the Gentleman Geek Podcast with your hosts Peter and Andy. Follow us on Twitter at gentleman_geek. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Welcome into the Gentleman Geek Podcast. We are excited today. It's our first video episode. I am your host, Peter, and right by my side is Andy Hara. How are you doing today, sir?
Not bad. How about you?
Doing pretty good. So today we have a few topics that we're pretty excited to go over. They're going to range from game streaming to some collectible news, and then wrapping up with some arcade 1-Up cabinet debates, which me and you have some kind of differing opinions about that.
I wouldn't call it differing opinions. I see your point and it's valid, and I'm all about the nostalgia, you know. It's just the same guidelines of why the NES Classic and the SNES Classic sold like hotcakes.
sure, absolutely. And we'll get to the subject. We'll get more in depth, but so let's begin. Let's start off with game streaming. So news is coming out about more and more systems or platforms or publishers, owners, Microsoft, PlayStation, and now Google Chrome, which is
bizarre.
But I think this is the wave of the future. So just in case you don't know, Xbox has announced that they're coming out with a new streaming platform called xCloud. And what that's going to do is you're going to be able to stream games. We're not sure yet. We haven't got enough news about it yet, whether or not it's going to be like subscription-based like Netflix, like where you kind of stream games like that, or if it's going to be games that you already own that you can stream. That would be cool.
Yep.
I'd enjoy that a lot. But they're saying that this will be working with smartphones, computers, your console, obviously. It'd be kind of funny if you could do it on a browser, say like on your PlayStation, play Xbox games on that. That'd be different. Everything's going to work like it normally does. So like on your smartphone, you'll be able to use your Xbox One S Bluetooth controller.
Yep.
So I think that's pretty cool. So they're going to still have all the same features, but you're going to be able to be on the train and, you know, your smartphone
pretty
and
much play anywhere. That.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure how the video is going to look because the downscaling, but so PlayStation already had a streaming service in place, so we're not really going to touch base on that. And then Google Chrome, they actually announced just recently a beta test called Project Stream. Really original name, guys. It's a browser streamer. It's in Google Chrome. You're going to be able to stream games from any device that has Google Chrome, which is sounds fantastic. And they actually had a AAA game come out on the beta test, Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Yeah, they're letting people play for free.
Free until January. That's when the beta ends. And I'm not sure if they're going to launch off that or not. But the beta actually came with a $10 credit, game credit. And I guess this is kind of a controversial thing too, is that Odyssey had like you could buy a power up boost like from launch. So if you wanted to be like max level real quick, you could do it. Yeah, it's not good for game, not good at all for gaming. So,
yeah, I don't really know if I really agree with that. It's probably more an angle to try to get people to participate in the beta.
Sure, absolutely. And before we get into like the debate of is this the wave of the future or not, just one last thing on just a little technical thing. We're not going to get too much into the technical side, at least not in this episode. Maybe when it launches we'll look more at it, but the only limitation to the browser one, to the Google Chrome one, is the bandwidth that you have. That's not really an issue in our area. We both have 100 megabits per second.
Yep.
Not really gonna be an issue for us, but they're saying the minimum requirement is about 25 megabits per second. So If you don't have that, I don't know where you're living.
If you have that, I feel bad for you.
Very bad. I think we're at 60 before 100. So yes, that's really bad.
I can remember the days when, 15 was like primo.
Yeah, that was you're a baller.
Yeah. If you have 15 megabit service, you were like king salami back then.
That's right. So, and the reports are coming out that the saves, and it's running smooth, and the saves, I guess, are actually working really well. So, like, you put down your phone, you go onto your computer, the browser saves where you are. So it's really intuitive and really good. So, do you think this is the wave of the future? Do you think this is what's going to end up being the norm? Like, all consoles die, and we're all on computers, tablets, phones, and they're only going to sell, like, accessories like remotes.
I think it's the way they want it to go, but you're going to have old dogs like me that are not going to want to let go of their console.
Yeah, and I think, especially right now, I think you see a lot of streaming services like movies and TV shows that have a certain set frame rate. When you have like Battlefield games come out and like there's a destroyable environment where consoles have hard times doing that, I don't know if technology's there yet or the bandwidth is there yet to stream like 1080p through a browser.
You think about it, I think consoles are struggling with the frame rate.
Yeah.
I mean, Crackdown 3 talked it up about, completely destroyable environments. Well, last time I checked, Crackdown 3 was supposed to come out, four or five months ago?
Yeah. There's been a whole bunch of Xbox games that have been canceled since, like, the original, or not, I'm sorry, not the original, but Xbox One X, when that news announced.
Yeah.
There was the Dragon game. Yeah. That got canceled.
Scalebound.
Thank you. Scalebound. Yep.
That got canceled.
Yep.
Remember, the indie game Below that was supposed to come out?
I don't.
No?
There you go.
Well, that was announced like when Xbox One came out.
Oh, jeez.
That's how long this game has been delayed.
Okay, then.
Forever. And the sad part is it was a cool looking game. It was a rogue like game. Kind of Zelda-esque in a way.
Yeah.
Reminded me of the original Zelda,
Oh, okay.
In that aspect. Very dark and...
Yeah.
It looked cool, but...
Right. And, the Xbox did come out and say on... when they released the xCloud news that it's going to be available to the developers without having to make any additional work needed. So this is like immediate release of a game, and you can stream it on your browser. That's pretty cool. There's no downloading. You don't have to wait for, half hour to download a game. It's stream it. But how big are their servers to be able to stream all this media? Say everyone that has an Xbox goes out and starts streaming Xbox games. I mean, holy moly.
They better have a big server. That's all I'm saying. I mean, you're going to have old-fashioned people like myself that just, want that physical copy of a game.
Right.
I mean, the only reason why I go digital is...
Yeah, for sharing.
The family sharing.
Yeah, sharing. Exactly. Exactly. So we'll kind of move on to our next topic right now. It's still in the video game realm. Nintendo patented a new case.
Yep.
Do you want to open up with this one?
Sure. Yeah. Basically, it's a patent that they have announced. They filed for the patent back in March, but they recently announced that they are going to be eventually offering smartphone cases that make your smartphone look and
like an original Game Boy.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool idea. I'll tell you what, I would definitely jump on that.
Yeah. Now, there were some talks about how this was going to be implemented, and no one's really sure yet if this is going to be for smartphones, if it's for the Switch, or if it's for tablets, because when you think of phones nowadays, how many different sizes of phones are there? There's a lot.
Yeah, lots. Lots of different sizes. I mean, the patent was specifically for smartphones.
Oh, it was? Oh, yeah. Wow, okay.
Is what I had gathered from the article that I read.
Okay. So then they're probably going to go after iPhone users then. It's got to be one of the bigger markets.
Ooh.
Yeah, sorry, bud.
Yeah.
Come over to the dark side. No, you'll enjoy it so much.
That won't happen.
So they, I guess in the case itself, what was reported is the A and B buttons are kind of going to have on the back end of it like a stylus-like feature. So like if you ever had like one of those styluses with a little rubber tip on it,
yep.
That's what it's going to be. So the thought is that it's going to be compatible with most touch screens out there. So whether it's an iPad or a crap Android phone.
I see what you did there. That was pretty smooth.
Whatever you're doing, it seems like it's going to work with multi things. And maybe it won't even be a full case. Maybe it's just like a clip-on and an adjustable clip-on type thing, which I think is cheesing it down too much. I think it's really going to be the case.
I think it's going to be a full case.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if this is just coming out for the Switch, though. Honestly. I mean, why would Nintendo open it up? I mean, okay, I know why they'd open it up, because the sales would go through the roof.
Nostalgia,
right.
Come on.
I know.
It's all about right there. Nostalgia. Yes. People cried so much after the first run of them.
Yeah.
When they, you know, said that it was meant to be a limited, release.
Right.
So many people cried and complained that they did a second run of them.
Right.
And now you can get them almost anywhere.
All right. And almost anywhere. Let's move on to our next topic. Walmart. Walmart is getting into the collectible game.
Yes.
In a big way.
Very big way, actually. Many of them in our area have already totally redesigned their electronics areas. Mm-hmm. And they've added a full section of their,
collectibles.
Collectible pops.
Yep.
They have loot crate boxes now.
Yep. They're the only ones who can sell loot crate retail.
Yes.
And actually coming from a Barons.com report, which is the article that we got this from, the announcement includes a new collectible section in 3,500 stores starting later this month, a deal to be the exclusive in-store seller of boxes from subscription, Stuff Company, which is Loot Crate, and some available nowhere but Walmart products. So, and this is for an example, 6 colored variants of a Funko Thanos doll. Yeah. So,
and it's not later this month.
This article came out 2-3 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, yeah. I guess you could say. But I've seen it from my own eyes. Yep. That they've already got these displays out.
Right. And that's interesting that this is coming about like being announced like this, because I know when I go into Target, they have the whole pop wall behind electronics.
Yep.
And then within, kind of mished in with the electronics, you have like the magnets, the retro magnets, retro boxes.
They also have
a mini arcade box like that.
They also have a section of just, mini, gaming stuff too.
Right.
A separate section strictly for gaming also.
Right.
But Walmart's kind of taking it to the next level.
Well, the next level, and this was the news reported out of GameStop, which they have been kind of not cornering the market on collectibles, but they definitely, I think, were in the forefront of pushing out maybe some of the pop things and like selling them retail in a collection and a bunch. GameStop's interim CEO Shane Kim called the business a $12 billion opportunity in North America alone and said his company sought to grab the market share in a very fragmented market. Walmart clearly feels the same way. So from that news, it sounds like GameStop was trying to be hush-hush and kind of corner the market, but they weren't able to get there. So Walmart just must have blown the doors out and said, you know what, Loot Crate, we're going to have an exclusive contract with you. We'll give you X amount of whatever. And then...
Well, GameStop's been struggling for a while.
Yeah.
And they're still looking for a buyer.
Right. And that also is in the same article that... so this may end up for more bad news for GameStop, which is already looking to sell, even as the business itself has been good news for the company. So even though all this nostalgia, all these collectible things are great news for video gaming stores, they just can't compete with Walmart.
Well, no, they...
Or Amazon, for that matter.
Well, yeah. I mean, both Walmart and Amazon have definitely put a pretty big dent in the collectible business for everybody. Right. I mean, if it wasn't for ThinkGeek,
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure GameStop will be in very bad shape right now.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that and you're right. Taking in phones and stuff like for trade-ins now and stuff like that, they're really stretching thin. I don't think we'll see them beyond 2023 or something like that. They're going to be going down. When I worked there, when I worked for a similar company, I should say, you could just tell that the industry was going downhill as soon as downloadable games started becoming a thing.
Well,
and now with streaming,
it's no different than the music industry.
Exactly.
I mean,
yep.
Beginning, I think this past summer, Best Buy was doing away with CDs altogether.
Right. Yeah, and that's times are changing. You know, it's Spotify. I listen to nothing but Spotify now because that's what it's all about to me. You know, so. But yeah, so you brought some of your swag along.
Yep, a little bit. Yeah,
a little bit. Yep. So why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about that guy over there,
Hot Rod.
Hot Rod.
That is a Generation 1 reproduction.
Cool.
From this year, it's a Walmart exclusive.
There you go.
They were pretty hard to get at first.
Yep. Now, did you get this in store? Or did you order this one online?
This one I got online.
Okay.
I got
they're just going so fast.
I got a second one in store.
Okay. All right.
I also was able to acquire a Generation 1 reproduction Starscream.
Oh, that's right. Emery sent me that. Yep.
And I also got the Generation 1 Devastator reproduction.
Very cool.
I've been very, very naughty when it's coming to spending money on collectibles lately.
Yeah. So what about your latest big childhood find?
My big childhood find, I recently found at a local collectible store in our area, a Generation 1 Megatron.
Boom.
Yes. And awesome. It was complete.
Yep.
Not complete in box, but it's going to be hard to find a complete in box.
Sure.
Mind you, this this toy came out before all of the toy gun laws.
Right. So yep.
So there's no orange cap. This is a true
It looks like a replica of what
P-38 Walther. Yeah,
like it's handgun. Legit a
German handgun. It is a very accurate. Yeah.
Right. You do not want to be walking down the streets with this type of thing just on by
your
side.
My wife was very skittish.
Yeah.
When we bought it, she's like, hide that thing.
Yeah, put it in a bag, wrap it in a like thing, just get don't let it be seen.
don't you shouldn't have that out in the open. I said, I have a permit, what's the big deal?
Right. But you just
even though it's not real.
Yeah, in this climate nowadays, you just don't want to be carrying around any kind of firearm because you don't know what crazy person's going to call the cops on you. And then
true, but I wasn't really too worried about it.
All right, fair enough. So we got the NES Classic displayed here.
Yep.
Followed by the Fallout bobblehead. And then we get a ghost because we are Destiny fans. And this guy.
Now the ghost, that's a Target exclusive.
That is
ghost.
A Target exclusive. Was this a Target exclusive?
That was also Target exclusive.
And we got some Mario and Yoshi and then Pac-Man arcade box. Now, the story behind this guy, we were hunting for what? It had to have been 3-4 weeks.
3-4 weeks for all of the.
Yes.
All of the McFarlane exclusives.
Yep. First run.
Yes, that is first run.
Yeah. The second runs have been surprisingly overstocked. Have you noticed that?
Oh yeah.
The Titan, the Red Titan
they're
is just
all, yeah, they're,
it's crazy.
There's another McFarlane is releasing another version of the Cade 6 also.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Cade 6
Golden Gun version.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's really cool.
Which I thought was pretty cool. I haven't seen any info on it since I read that they were releasing it or even who it's exclusive to.
It's going
to
be like a gravestone with just a picture.
Yeah, probably. Unfortunately.
Something like that, yeah. He'll be back.
But
mark my words.
Cade
will be back.
The first run of the McFarlanes were pretty tough to get.
Yeah, they were, because the reason why I think they were so tough to get, a few things, like a perfect storm happened, right? They were announced. They weren't really given a strict release date.
No.
Then Walgreens was going through a huge reorganization. Reset. Yeah, reset. Every time you go in there, be like, no, man, there's no boxes back there. Go in the back and go look for them.
They were very unwilling to cooperate with... Yeah. Because, you know, they were supposed to come out at the time when they were supposed to hit shelves.
Right.
They didn't come out on shelves for like another 6 weeks.
It was insane. Every lunch break in Walgreens, Walgreens.
I traveled six towns away from my hometown.
Yep. I was going to one over there, one town over there. You ended up finding the last two for each of us of the hunters. Yes. Those things were the hardest because there was three editions of the hunters.
Yes.
There was the normal one.
Yep.
And then they had a blue one, and then they had the black sheer one.
Yeah. The Walgreens and Walmart were
the hunters, right?
Well, the chase versions of the hunters.
Right.
And those were the hardest to find.
Right.
Because the packaging isn't marked.
Exactly. And there was like one or two per box or some crazy... Yeah. That's what people were saying. I'm not sure if that's true, but...
Yeah, they were only like one or two chases per box.
Right.
They were really hard to find.
All right. Yeah. So, I mean, that guy, I think we found him down south, actually... In Connecticut. Did I pick that? I got two of those, right?
Yeah.
I kept bugging the guy, and the guy was like not having it because he thought I was talking about Pops. I'm like, no, man, I'm not talking about Pops. Because they must get hounded so much in retail stores about those things.
They do.
Yeah. I had to like plead with the guy, and he was nice enough to actually go in the back, and he grabbed two. I'm like, oh. And the guy right behind me, hey, do you have these? Destiny 2, blah, blah, blah. He's like, no, sorry. I just gave the last two. I'm like, yes.
Yeah. When I was chasing my... Crota Pop, that was Target employees were not very
not
nice.
Yeah, well, you gotta imagine how many people. I mean, those things, they're collectibles, right? And they're probably just as big and when the height of Beanie Babies came out back in the day.
Yeah,
and people were probably, you know, they're just all over these people who have to hear every single day. Then they hear from their managers, you do not open that box with the orange tape on it that says release street date, blah 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 blah, blah. Do well, not touch just it.
That I think, and I've even heard that Target employees are don't quote me on this, but this is, you know, merely
hearsay. Out of the box.
Well, they scalp them. You know, they take them and they scalp them.
I wouldn't be surprised because there's lame people out there all the time.
Well, yeah, it happens in every market of for collectible stuff,
of course. So going on the kind of this last topic, Walmart kind of getting into the collectible games, we'll kind of move forward with the last topic, which is Arcade 1-Up.
Yes.
Now, just to kind of set the tone here, they kind of bumbled it a little bit.
Yes.
Some say it's retailers, some say it's Arcade 1-Up, not producing enough.
I think it's a combination of both.
Give your opinion first, because I got an opinion on it too.
I don't think Arcade 1-Up bumbled as much as retailers. Well, reason why I say this, I don't believe that they didn't produce enough because when I was in one of our local Walmarts, they had four cabinets ready to go out on display.
That's because they probably pledged a certain amount to Walmart and then short ordered the rest of it. And where my opinion comes, where my standpoint is that I used to work for a video game retailer. And we would only take so many pre-orders. There was either a cap or we get contacted by the person who was releasing the game and say, cut it off. So Arcade 1-Up being a new company makes me feel like they screwed up. They let it run wild, too wild.
Yeah.
Weren't paying attention to the numbers, saying, oh, we'll be able to meet this no problem by the early October release date.
Yeah.
And then said, oh boy, we weren't expecting this much, not this much. And I think they shut it off too late. And they tried to point the finger being a new company, not just taking it. If they were professional enough, they would have just taken it and said, you know, oops, guess what? We're going to guarantee it by December 1st and then deliver it by November 1st, which is the new set release date for a lot of these cabinets, for a lot of these customers. Because you do, I was reading articles of, or forums of people complaining because they had pre-ordered it from GameStop, from FYE, and haven't gotten it yet. But you can walk into a local Walmart and there are all the cabinets.
Yeah, well,
you know what I mean? So yes. I think it's Arcade 1UP who screwed up here.
I can see that. And I'm not going to lie. I was surprised to see that they had four cabinets.
Yeah.
They had two Street Fighter cabinets. Mm-hmm. They had, what are the other cabinets? They had the Atari cabinet. Yep. They had all the Atari games.
They had the Rampage one.
Yep.
Yep.
I mean, the cabinet that I'm really interested in.
1941?
1944 cabinet. 1944,
okay. All
right. That's not coming out until the spring.
Yeah.
And
that has the Brawler game on there.
Yeah, that's really the cabinet that I was...
That one, the Rampage with the... Gauntlet caught my eye immediately.
Yeah, I mean...
But then the 1944 one caught my eye as well, because I like those games on there as well, too. But honestly...
They are very... They're a lot smaller than I thought they were going to be.
Yeah, they're quarter cabinets or three-fourths cabinets.
They're three-quarter cabinets, yeah. But I didn't think that they were going to be that small.
My opinion, and I might be in the minority because I'm not as much as a collector as you or some of our friends. I'm into nostalgia. Definitely makes me feel good to have it, but I don't see spending $300 on these cabinets. It's cheap MDF board with a cheap monitor and a ROM emulator with... 4 or 5 games on it. There are ones coming out with 12
yep.
and 4 or 14 games or 12 games, whatever 12, it is.
12 games.
Yeah.
12 games with the extension riser.
Right. And
for in my opinion, if you think about it compared to the cabinets that are coming out
mm-hmm.
that are out, I yeah. should say, that you're paying, you know, 4 or 5 games
sure.
For $300, 12 games with the riser.
Yeah, for $400.
For $400 is a bargain.
I still can't see myself spending that much money.
But you got to remember that they're 100% licensed. It's not.
Right. You're correct. They're licensed. It's legit. You don't have to worry about it.
It's a legit
yeah.
cabinet, which right. it, to me, in my opinion,
it authenticates it for you, right?
Yeah.
It makes it real. Okay.
Because, anybody can, and I'm not saying that you should, but anybody can go online and
download
ROMs. Yeah. I'm not saying you should.
Right. Raspberry Pis, they're amazing. That's all I'm going to say.
But, you know, it's a legit cabinet.
Yeah.
And I think that the 12-game cabinet, which... is a Best Buy exclusive.
Okay.
Just going to throw it out there.
Okay.
The ones
with those many games on it, I like their cabinet art better because it incorporates a lot more than just the Street Fighter or just the Rampage or just that. It has one side, I think, was Centipede. The other side was, I forget what it was. We'll put it on the newsletter, but it looked really neat.
I think for $400 to get 12 licensed games.
Yeah.
I could see myself paying that kind of money for that.
Hmm.
I mean, eventually I think that, I mean, to see it at Walmart on opening day and mm-hmm. this, and they were out on display.
Well, what do you think is going to happen Black Friday? If Walmart has all this overstock, I'm not calling it really overstock just yet,
they're going to blow them out.
You think they're going to just drop it down like $100 and say $200?
No, they're going to have to do something. If they sit for a while, opening day.
Yeah. There's some more sitting
day,
out. Yeah.
And the thing is, the day I was at Walmart,
yeah.
it was the day before they were supposed to release. They weren't even supposed to be on the floor.
That's not a good forecast.
That
could be really bad.
Because there were people complaining on Arcade 1UP's forums about the street date. And, you know, the street date was supposed to be Tuesday. Well, Monday was my day off, and I was at Walmart. They were definitely out on display.
Sure, sure. Now, I can see this product just like, and you go down to those aisles at Target, those aisles at Walmart with the nostalgia stuff, and they get clearanced
pretty quick.
Couple months after they get hung up. You know, the 50 cents here, 20 cents there. I don't think Walmart took a big hit on this. I think they got a good deal on them. Probably, I could see them going 50% off. I could see them 150 by next spring if they don't move these old cabinets.
Even at $200, I think they're worth it.
I think Arcade 1UP would be best suited to sell cabinets, to be honest. Prefabbed cabinets, I'd be in that. I'd be all up on that because I already have ways of putting a screen in and that. You know, I'd want to see an affordable cabinet over an overpriced ROM player.
But part of the appeal of the cabinet that they're selling right now is, okay, they're not pre-assembled.
Right, you got to build it.
Which I'm okay with.
It's going to be a few just screws and things. I saw a video on building it. It's not that hard.
It's not. But it cuts down on the cost. And think about it. It's all labor.
Okay. When you add labor in. Because I could get two pieces of MDF, 4x8 pieces, and build one by myself for $50.
I understand that, but...
It's the time.
Gotcha. They're paying somebody labor to put that together.
Yep.
And then you got to figure a cabinet that's completely built. What are you going to pay in shipping?
That's true. It's all true. But I just... They're not... It's not enough. You know what I mean? Like, they could have easily bumped up the ROMs and put a whole bunch more on there. Or licensed with a specific brand or something.
Part of the problem was that they couldn't acquire all the licensing that they wanted.
Yeah. Well, if they flop on this first attempt, they're not going to get any more license. No one's going to put their name out there for that. You know what I mean? So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Maybe we'll follow up in a few months and just say, hey, we were right. Or, oops, we were wrong. There are more Arcade 1UP cabinets coming out. Yep. They're on the horizon. But
there are speculations that there's going to be...
It should be wider, too. I heard that was a major complaint. Those are too close. Bang knuckles with buttons and joysticks with your two-player. But
well, again, they're meant to be a... The appeal to them is...
It's a piece of furniture that looks nice in your living room, but doesn't take up too much space.
Well, I mean, myself personally, if I'm going to be buying something like this, it's not going to be in my living room.
I know, but that's the way they're marketing it. They're saying it's a piece of nerd furniture that you can show your geekism, which I'm all about that. Trust me. I am too.
I am too.
There comes a point where it's too small. It looks more like something you'd throw your keys on. I just don't like it. It's just too dainty and small, and it's not a full cabinet.
It's a lot smaller than I expected it to be.
I would be more proud of building my own cabinet, a full-size cabinet, and putting out in my living room, taking up way more space.
Yeah.
That I would enjoy a lot more.
I mean, myself personally, I plan on building my own.
Yeah. And I'm halfway there. I have the pieces in place to do it. I just need some buttons in the cabinet and I'm there. So
I'd say
one third of the way there.
There are places that you can get stuff like that locally.
I saw some on the countertop things and stuff like that, but I want the full cabinet, but
you know, I know there's a place out towards Boston called You Do It Electronics. They sell a lot of stuff like that.
Oh, that's neat.
I only know that because my buddy has bought stuff from there. He actually made his garage door opener out of arcade cabinet buttons.
That's awesome.
Which I got to say, I'm pretty envious.
That's pretty cool. That's actually really cool.
I'll have to snap a picture of it so we can put it on the newsletter.
That would be awesome. But yeah, so that's what we got for you today, guys. I hope you've enjoyed. Be kind. This is our first video. It will get better. We already have some lights and stuff coming in. But I really enjoyed this. It's been fun. The podcast has been fun. The feedback has been great. Keep any questions or comments coming to us because it makes us keep going. It gives us fuel, you know? So do you have anything that you want to say?
Thank you, everybody. Really happy to spend some time with.
Yeah, this has been great. Great hangout time, too. Time away from the kids.
Been pretty good.
So, with that,
peace.
Adios.